from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I mean, Beats had thrown 2 days in a row. I mean, we ended up having to go to him. I mean, he had a 100-mile-an-hour fastball away. Holdy's got to be better. I mean, he's got to make a pitch. He's pitched in that spot for us all year, and it didn't work.
So Shelty puts it on his guy there. You got to make a pitch. Who do you blame? Biggest reason for yesterday's loss, Derek Shelton or execution? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. I did not like the explanation there.
No.
You know, it's not just about kind of throwing your guy under the bus. He does need to make a pitch if you're going to leave him in. Okay, fine. But, well, Beeks had pitched the previous two games. Well, don't say that. You pitched him in the next inning.
Right.
He pitched 2/3 of an right. inning in this game. Like, you used him. You had him warming up. Why would you not use him against a left-handed hitter who's 4-for-20 against lefties on the year in Jock Peterson? Because here's the other thing. Holderman giving up a big hit to a lefty ain't exactly new. Lefties are hitting .295 against Colin Holderman with an OPS of .865. Lefties have an OPS under .600 against Jalen Beeks. So it was the most obvious managerial decision in the world, and yet he did the opposite thing. And while I do always think it's a little column A and a little column B, always. Like a guy drops a punt and it's Mike Tomlin's fault. No, it's always little column A, little column B. But if I have to pick one, and by the rules of the Twitter poll, we have to, I'm saying that Derek Shelton cost the team a victory yesterday.
Do you think that games get away from him sometimes? It kind of seems like that. Like, you'll see, like, I mean, in the last, you know, what, 2 weeks, he has had some games where he showed his butt off, where he's managed really good games.
Yes.
But then there's games like this where it feels like, I feel like he's just not in tune with the momentum and the movement of the game that it almost gets lost.
Yes.
And then he doesn't want to act off of feel. He almost acts off of, okay, like, what's the sheet say? And then by the time he looks at the sheet and the analytics of, like, you know, Jalen Beeks and Colin Holderman and lefties, then it's too late. And he's like, okay, like, let's just get this guy in.
You need to be thinking going into that inning, what happens if he gets into trouble and those two lefties are coming up?
Yeah.
Or the lefty and the switch hitter and Josh Bell. And Josh Bell's been hot as all get out. You should be thinking batters ahead. All right, we're going to give it to Holderman because the bullpen got taxed yesterday and Holderman didn't pitch. Chapman did. Bednar did. Kyle Nicholas did. So we're going to have to use Holderman. Okay, fine. He's in the bullpen. He hasn't been good, but you're going to use him. If he gets into trouble, what's my plan B? Well, let's get him warming up. It's Jalen Beeks. If you're not going to use him against a lefty in that spot, then why the hell did you even acquire him at the trade right. deadline in the first place? Here's a texter at 412-928-9370. And this is an old baseball adage. You play for the tie at home because you get the last at-bat. It's standard baseball. Yeah, but then you're just painting yourself into that box. Like, oh, here's the conventional wisdom, so we have to abide by it. I just said it. The bullpen was taxed the day before. And so Bednar was available. And what Shelty said was, you play for the tie, get Bednar out there, and then you try to win it in the ninth. Okay, but what if you don't win it in the ninth? You've now played for the tie. You get what you want. If all things go according to plan, you use up Bednar. Then what the hell do you do?
Right.
Then who's pitching after that?
I get baseball wisdom, and I get the logistics of what you should do in a situation like that, but is this the appropriate time to do that whenever you need to win games? Like, okay, yeah, that's one thing whenever you're out of it. That's one thing whenever you're in it. Yeah, you play to those rules and play to those logistics, but they need to win games. Like, you have to get aggressive. You can't just think inside the box. You have to think outside the box in these situations.
Yes.
Like, you can't just go by that.
You've got a guy. So it's first and second, no outs. And your next four hitters are a guy who has a double and a triple in the game who's hitting 290. Then your best hitter in Brian Reynolds. Then your most prodigious power guy in O'Neal De La Cruz. And then the guy that you acquired because he mashes taters. You've got four guys, your best four hitters, going in succession. No outs, first and second. You should not be playing for the tie. That is your best chance to win the baseball game. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what conventional wisdom is. Just like you said, Doran. First and second, no outs. Your best four hitters coming up in succession. And you're giving away an out?
Insane to me.
It's stupid. It's absurd. Now, you were asked to do it, IKF. Get the bunt down. And also, it was kind of dumb on his part because they ran the wheel play, so he should have pulled back anyhow and tried to hit the ball. But it's more on the decision to take the bat out of his hands. As your leadoff hitter,
yes.
I'm going to have my leadoff hitter bunt? When you got Brian Reynolds and O'Neal Cruz and Ellie De La Cruz, dang it. Brian De La Cruz coming up, that's two mistakes for me.
Actually, it's three because you said O'Neal De La Cruz.
I said O'Neal De La Cruz. I meant to do that. The third and fourth guys in the order, that's O'Neal De La Cruz.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was a conjunction, Doran.
Mm.
Like can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Someone texted this in. I want to get to it before we're too removed from the Olympic talk. Here's a poem, Doran. Roses are red. Earth is near Venus. Pole vaulter's Olympic dream shattered by his own penis. Listen to this and tell me if you feel like this was okay from Derek Sheldon. Asked about Paul Skeens.
Yeah, he was erratic. He was kind of all over the place. I mean, it's for the first time we've really seen him scatter the ball a little bit.
I think the assessment was correct, but all over the place is a little strong for me.
Uh-huh.
For a guy who threw 5 1/3 innings, gave up one run while he was on the mound, and then an inherited runner scores.
Right.
Like, you got a 4-0 lead, and He wasn't perfect. He wasn't as good as we've seen him. That might be that was the worst that we've seen him, but he still gutted through that and only gives up two runs in 5 1/3. You should still win that baseball game. I kind of feel like he threw his dudes under the bus in yesterday's press conference, and I do not like that when he's correct in some of his assessments, but also you need to look in the mirror and understand your own problems for the reason that they lost the game. There are times to push guys, there are times to call guys out, but when you fumble the bag the way that he did, I don't think that's the right time. And he'll let emotion, I think, get the better of him.
Has he really ever done that before, though?
I don't think so.
That's one of the first times. Like, that's one of the first times I saw him so animated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know who used to do that all the time? Kevin Stallings.
Mm-hmm.
It would always be on his guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Dixon would do that, but I thought he was thoughtful about it. Like, when he knew he needed to call guys out publicly to get the best from them. I've never seen that from Shelton before. Do you spin it positively and say he knows the team and maybe he feels like he needs to do that? I don't know. I can't think that Skeens would be one of those guys that you need to call out like that. I just didn't like it. Scattered the ball. He was all over the place. He wasn't great. It's fair to acknowledge that. He was not at his best. But he goes 5 1/3 with 4 strikeouts. 100 pitches, only gives up 2 runs. All over the place, I think, is a little strong.
It's a little much.
A little much. And I do think part of the reason why he winds up giving up runs is because he understood he had a 4-run lead. And so you're going to pitch differently. He'll be great his next time out. I have no doubt about that. But it's not going to be because Derek Shelton called his ass out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.